My name is Barbara Slate, and I'm a graphic novelist.
And the book you have here today is called You Can Do a Graphic Novel, and it's a book for kids, I'm assuming. Can you tell me a little bit about what inspired you to make this book?
I started teaching at the local libraries. And I started at the Claverick Library, and then I did the Hudson Library, and Kinderhook, and Chatham. And I started talking and seeing how amazing these would-be graphic novelists were. And through the knowledge that I have, having done 300 comic books, and having the kids do their work, I started taking notes, and then I realized that I had this book. It takes somebody step by step on how to do a graphic novel. It starts out with a story. You need to have a story, beginning, middle, end, and twist, which says, and you should be able to tell your story in 3 to 5 sentences. So once you have a story, then that takes you to character development. It's art and story. You develop the character, and then you put them together to make a graphic novel. And it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Not really. You know, maybe 1, 2, 3, 5 million. I break everything down so it's very easy to understand the process. And everything is process. And everything in life is process.
And in terms of the process of writing, which you were talking about, is there a favorite part of the process for you?
Yeah, I like layout. Because by the time you get to doing a layout, you've worked out the story and you know your characters. And so laying out a page is really design, and it's fun. And I do a double page spread because you want to see a double page spread is really the, it's like a giant canvas, and it's like creating a great picture. So that's what I like best.
And what are you working on these days?
I'm working on a graphic novel called I Got Married and Other Mistakes. It's been a labor of love for 12 years. I don't just work on that. I work on a lot of different things, but this I Got Married and Other Mistakes is semi-autobiographical, and after all this time, I decided I needed to bring my editor into it because I've been going around in circles, which you can do when you work too long on something.
So you're a graphic novelist. Do you have any favorite other graphic novelists?
Well, let's see. I like Sandman. I like Neil Gaiman. I like Jerry Craft as a graphic novelist. And I really like my work. I did a comic called Angel Love for DC Comics, and I've done Yuppies from Hell for Marvel. And about 300 comics, including Beauty and the Beast and Pocahontas and a lot of Barbie.
So what is it about graphic novels that you think is so exciting for kids?
For kids and adults, for anyone. Yeah, no, it's a combination of art and story. So you get to write and draw. And graphic novels are really comic books, only longer. And it's different from an illustrated book because in an illustrated book, the illustrations complement the story. But in a graphic novel, the art moves the story forward. You don't have to draw in order to do a graphic novel. If you look at the Diary of a Wimpy Kid, that's all done in stick figures. And a lot of people are shy about doing cartooning and graphic novels because they think they have to be a great artist. It's not true. It's really the combination of the writing and the drawing. And if you can find your own style, then you can do a graphic novel. I wanted to give a creative tip, since you didn't ask. And that is, if you're a writer or artist, never leave home without a pencil and paper, because you never know where you'll find inspiration.